Fortuna is moving ahead with a long-planned and ambitious traffic and pedestrian improvement project in the center of the city. Approval of an interchange construction project at 12th Street, Newburgh Road, and Highway 101 was made at the Fortuna City Council's April 7th meeting. The interchange project includes realignments of Newburgh Road and Pond Street, constructing a roundabout at Newburgh Road and 12th Street, a new road for access to the former Pacific Lumber Mill site, multi-use pathways, and a pedestrian bridge over U.S. Highway 101. In the works for a number of years, the project addresses significant traffic and usability issues, as described by Fortuna Public Works Director Brendan Bird.
This area currently offers limited to no bike and ped connectivity over the freeway or in the interchange areas themselves. They're somewhat confusing, and they're composed of non-standard geometries that were driven by design standards of a long time ago, in addition to the railroad right-of-ways and the old Newburgh Line Railroad that used to go through that area. Right now, the non-standard geometries make vehicle turning movements and safety a little bit less than you would desire in today's modern world. And there's an accident and a collision history at that intersection that specifically in front of Newburgh is about twice the statewide average. Lastly, the level of service, which is a measure of how long a vehicle generally needs to wait to make a turning movement at an intersection, that is very low and is only projected to get lower. And during peak times, the westbound Newburgh turn movements get very congested, backing up all the way, you know, in as far as the residential neighborhoods along Newburgh.
Josh Wolf of the Eureka-based GHD engineering consulting firm said realignment of Newburgh Road starting at Sunnybrook Lane is a key aspect of the project and will connect the road to Pond Street and the Highway 101 on-ramp. The project will also enhance access to the former Pacific Lumber Mill site with a new intersection to provide access to it. The project is, quote, more or less anchored by the new roundabout, he continued. Multi-use pathways will extend along 12th Street, and an additional multi-use path will cross 12th Street and be part of the Great Redwood Trail corridor. Wolf described how the intersection's pedestrian use will be improved.
Over circled here in pink are the various crosswalks that are included as part of the project. These are all enhanced with rectangular rapid flashing beacons, which I know you're familiar with in town. These are push button activated blinking lights that draw attention to pedestrians that are in the crosswalk or looking to make a crossing. So they're really great safety enhancements. In addition, we'd also include pedestrian refuge islands, which essentially shorten the crossing distance for pedestrians to get across a road. Instead of having to cross two legs or two lanes of traffic, they can cross one leg at a time. So it's a really nice enhancement. And the last feature I want to highlight was the bridge over US 101. So as part of this project, we are proposing to include a separate pedestrian-only bridge that would connect the intersection shown here to the south side of Highway 101.
The project area's most affected property is Clendenin Cider Works, which would lose overflow parking along 12th Street. Speaking during a public comment period, Clendenin's owner Cliff Clendenin asked for city support of his purchase of a field that is a California Department of Transportation right-of-way for parking and potential orchard expansion. Bird said the idea of a letter of support for Clendenin's purchase of the field property can be explored. Bird described the steps following approval of the project design and how funding for the planning and permitting phase is secured, but uncertain after that.
The consultant team in the city would work with Caltrans to make sure the NEPA process is finalized, because Caltrans is the NEPA lead agency for the project. The project team would complete the PA and ED phase, which we're ultimately hoping will be sometime in the fall of this year. And with that, that'll close the funded work for this portion of the project. So we would close out the STIP grant with Caltrans. And from there, staff and the community and HCOG will continue to advocate for the project, to do what we can to find funding opportunities, to leverage all of the stakeholders who are involved in this, and ultimately hope to get these key improvements delivered for the city of Fortuna.
The project's design and its environmental analysis was unanimously approved, with Mayor Mike Johnson saying, quote, This is a big project and a big step forward. Also approved at the meeting was a project analysis of options for improving traffic at Kenmore Boulevard and Roshill Road. The meeting capped Byrd's last day as the city's public works director, as he's starting new work as executive director of the Humboldt County Association of Governments. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.